This is Chatterbox, the talking news for Norwich. Welcome to edition number 1994, recorded on Thursday, the 18th of January, 2018. Hello, I'm Ian Robertson, and I'm joined by
Paddy Watkins.
And we'd like to welcome you to this, our first outing for Chatterbox in 2018. Today, as always, we have some news about the city, some letters to the evening news, and a feature which celebrates the building of Norwich City Hall. Then, at the end of this week's Chatterbox, you can stay listening to this month's Let's Talk magazine. We'll remind you about this again at the close of our recording. Today, we'd like to welcome our new listeners, Doris Burton of Norwich and Rosemary Clark of Dereham. Hello there. We do hope you enjoy listening.
We'll start off with some news. Our city is home to more than one university. The University of East Anglia, in particular, has been with us for about 50 years. We're told that international students boost our economy, and Norwich is no exception. In contrast, it seems that home education is on the rise for youngsters. Then to round off this educational set of news items, a new free school in the city is to remain open despite some objections. Norwich School in the Cathedral Close is to expand its intake to include children of primary school age, and children get a lesson in tooth cleaning.
International students boost the Norfolk and Waveney economy by almost £200 million, a new study says, with Norwich alone seeing a benefit of £85 million. Students from around the globe provide a net economic benefit of £194 million to the area in 2015-16. A new study from Higher Education Policy Institute and Kaplan International Pathways shows. In the Norwich South constituency, home to the University of East Anglia and Norwich University of the Arts, the figure was a remarkable £84.6 million. Amanda Monfrew, International Marketing and Recruitment Manager at NUA, said the figures showed the substantial economic benefits in welcoming international students. She said the international students who come here to study also enrich the cultural and social life of the community. Diverse opinions, perspectives, and experiences do us all good. We also know that our graduates return to their home countries and elsewhere in the world as ambassadors for the city and the UK. They feel a tremendous fondness for Norwich, having had such an enriching cultural exchange during their studies.
The number of children being taught at home has risen by 20% in 1 year, leaving council officers struggling to keep in contact with the families. Norfolk County Council said it has seen an unprecedented increase in new referrals to its Services to Home Educators team, including 388 since September. The number of home-educated children known to the council rose from 1,201 in 2015-16 to 1,452 in 2016-17, a 21% jump. It has almost doubled since the 782 in 2011-12. The army of home-educating parents is now equivalent to that of high schools. City of Norwich School, for example, has just over 1,500 children on roll, and Taverham High has just over 1,100. And with officers trying to log the decisions and make contact with the families, the Council's Children's Services Committee has been asked to consider current staffing levels. A spokesperson for the Council said the vast majority of parents whom home educate are absolutely dedicated to their children's learning.
A Norwich primary school, branded a prison for students by one councillor, has avoided closure by the narrowest of margins. A single casting vote stopped the Charles Darwin Primary School from having to leave its city centre site. The school opened in Charles House in September 2016 and was given temporary permission for 2 years. But that runs out in September, so the Inspiration Trust, which runs the school, had to ask Norwich City Council to allow it to permanently use the building off Prince of Wales Road. It came to City Hall's planning committee, and only the chairman's casting vote stopped refusal, which would have forced the school to shut. Councillors made clear they would have liked to reject the application, with Labour's Mike Sands saying, "We are talking about a prison for students because of the size of the site and the lack of outdoor space." He said, "To me, it seems a strange place for a school. It's clearly not the ideal location. It's on a postage stamp site, and I've never seen a less suitable site." He questioned why the school could not be based at the Hewitt Academy or the Sewell Park Academy. Officers said there may be preferable sites, but councillors had to determine the application before them.
One of England's oldest schools, where a young Lord Nelson was taught, is expanding to take on younger pupils. Norwich School will from September this year be welcoming reception pupils for the first time at new facilities on Bishopgate. The reception to Year 2 pupils, aged 4 to 7, will be housed in brand new facilities created through a conversion of the ground floor of the Lower Close Pavilion within the existing Lower School on Bishopgate. The Norwich School dates back to around 1096, established by the first Bishop of Norwich. In the 16th century, the school came under the control of the city of Norwich and moved to Blackfriars Hall, following a successful petition to Henry VIII. The school was refounded in 1547 in a royal charter granted by Edward VI and moved to its current site beside the cathedral in 1551. For most of its history, it was a boys' school, before becoming co-educational in the sixth form in 1994 and in every year group in 2010. Headmaster Stefan Griffiths said, "We look forward to the educational benefits we can bring to children at this younger age group, both during their pre-prep years and as a foundation for the rest of their time at Norwich School."
Schools and nurseries in Norfolk are bringing toothbrushing into the classroom amid a warning that more children are having teeth removed. Dentists say a growing number of children are having teeth extracted, with a 20% increase in the operations nationally over the last 4 years. And in Norfolk, 25% of children under the age of 5 have tooth decay. Figures. Dentists said this is deeply disturbing. And while parents are being targeted in awareness-raising campaigns, dental hygiene is also making its way into nurseries and schools, with teachers taking on the tooth fight. Many nurseries and preschools in Norfolk are registered with the National Stop the Rot campaign, which aims to help parents keep children's teeth healthy.